Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Excuse me. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Morning.
And we are having a wonderful conversation with the Assistant Controller of the State of New York, Joseph Galanti, and Maria Smith, who is a project director for the New York State Controller's Office. And we were talking about the website they put up, but I want to start now this segment with something that I read within their website, which is so important, and that is updating the beneficiary information, which is on the website. And we have over 100,000 people dead through Corona. And I'm going to turn around and say, well, it makes no difference. Most of them are adults. So they were somebody's beneficiary or they have a beneficiary. And God forbid now the other person would die in that couple. You go to court, you have a mess on your hands. Yeah. And so people need to turn around and update the beneficiary forms, whether it's at the bank, make it a transfer on death of the next person, et cetera. But I think that was an important thing, and I don't know how that came about. Maybe Maria, you'll tell me.
I'm actually going to defer to Joe because
okay.
He's the knower of all things about it, especially with retirees. But
yeah, well, it's a very good point, John. And unfortunately, I've seen, unfortunately, far too many cases of people who are members of the state retirement system who didn't necessarily keep their information up to date with the retirement system. And no matter what retirement system or whether it's an insurance company, everyone should do this. But when it relates to the New York State retirement system, a few things we're trying to do during this time. Our staff is working remotely. We have hundreds of staff people that work in the state retirement system, and they're doing an amazing job, having to work remotely from their homes. We have some staff in the office. We've managed to continue for people wanting to retire. Their services are there. All the other services are in place. But one of the things we are stressing during this time, two things actually, switching to direct deposit is so important for people in this day and age, because live checks, unfortunately, between mail theft and, just issues with the mail getting out in a time like this, if you have direct deposit and you sign up for that with New York State, with the pension fund, we will, your check will be there the day before, normally the first day of the month, and it'll be on time and it'll be in your account and accessible. The second thing we're stressing to everyone is keep your beneficiaries up to date, because life changes, in fact, my wife and I just went over our member statement last week, and we realized that on her account that our second child wasn't added, because the last time we updated it was after our first child was born. So we updated our forms now, but it's easy to let that kind of thing slip, and it can create real problems when the time comes. Another thing we were very proud of just last week, Governor Cuomo signed a bill into law that we had proposed that would provide benefits for those first responders who have died in light of the COVID-19 situation. And in some cases, had they not reached retirement age or been in retirement status, people in that situation, their spouses and beneficiaries could have lost their benefits for life. And through this bill that the governor signed, we'll ensure that their heirs get the benefits they deserve.
That's tremendous. Yeah. And actually, I just want to touch base on what you said in reference to updating your papers with your second child. Joe is not an old person, you're a young guy and you got young children, but one never knows what happens tomorrow. And you have a plan, and then all of a sudden you wind up with a minor child, but you can have a family situation where there's fighting going on, mm-hmm. and now you have a child who's going to be used as a pawn. Who's, you know, do we keep them together? Do we separate them? Of course, you want to keep them together. And so doing beneficiaries, doing all that information, doesn't mean you have to be 75 and older. No. At any point in time, once you are married, in my mind, you have to keep your beneficiary forms organized. Once you have a child, it's even more important, because then there has to be a guardian, a custodian. God forbid something happened to two of you. And if you have two children, do you want them separated? You know, whatever. So I compliment you on that, and I will guarantee you that 50 to 60% of people your age don't even do that at this point. Yeah. It's a terrible thing, but I'm sure it's the truth. Otto?
Well, yeah, you don't just have to be married either, though. There's a lot of people who are single who better take care of who's going to be their beneficiary, because they can have huge complications. I'm not a lawyer, but I've had life experience with being an executor a number of times, and it can get messy. And I don't understand why people don't pay attention. You know, just make a list of whatever assets you have, whatever policies you have, and then indicate who the beneficiaries are. And it's an ongoing proposition. You know, it changes over time. Circumstances come along. Somebody dies, unfortunately, or whatever, and things change. So anyhow, I'm in 1,000% agreement.
Yeah, actually, Joe and Maria,
yes.
If you're looking for a referral source, you call Otto, because I don't know a man who has put together a better set of papers in my life. I swear, and Christina's going to prove, I mean, she'll support me on that. It's unbelievable. Everything, every T is crossed, every I is dotted for him and his family. Well, that's what it should be.
Well,
death is terrible enough.
That comes from hard experience, all right? You know, it comes from witnessing things where that wasn't done, and it gets messy, it breaks up families, it causes all kinds of problems, and it, you know, a lot of people like to make believe they're going to be here forever, and they don't do anything about it, but the facts are nobody's going to be here forever, and you might as well try to take care of the people who will be here when it's over. That's as simple as I can put it.
Great reminder, you know, to Maria and myself, as we put together the Controller's Financial Empowerment Initiative, it is a very good topic to make sure we stress to people, because, you know, you can have all the assets in the world, but if you don't, you know, handle them the right way, like you say, you could leave a mess to everybody left behind.
Sure. Well, I think also, this, if you don't mind, it can segue into how we started this whole program about financial empowerment and education. We realized after doing a lot of study, frankly, that most people don't like to talk about money with their children, with even their spouses. And we the Comptroller is committed, and there was an executive order signed in December of 2019 that this office is now committed to educating all New York State residents about financial literacy, if you will, to make sure people know, you know, checking, deposit, interest, mortgage, you name it. Most people don't, it's not taught in school, the basic right. financial skills that you need to really go out and be an adult. And part of the problem is, and we've been dealing with, unfortunately, a lot of people who are having difficulty getting their unemployment through this awful time. I can't tell you how many people I've spoken to, they don't have any money saved for a rainy day. There is none. And, you know, my parents grew up during the Depression, and boy, we learned early on, you always put money away for that rainy day, because the rainy day sometimes comes, and it comes hard. So the one thing I'm taking away from this awful pandemic experience is, if we can reach people, even if it's $5 a week that you put away, whatever it is, put something away, something, you know, go without your Starbucks latte, mochaccino, or whatever it is, you know.
I agree.
It is, you know, just do it because it's so, so important.
And in light of that too, John, just back to the COVID-19 financial survival toolkit that we put together on our webpage at www.osc.state.my.us. We did add a section there on personal finance information and education. And there are resources and links there really for all ages. And one of the thoughts we had in mind is so many parents are now home homeschooling their children as a result of the schools being closed. So we did include also a section in there for kids. The grandchildren of many of your listeners also would benefit from some of these. And there's some really great interactive online tools that are available. So we've linked to a few of those. And also we have information really for every age person on there, things to watch with your personal finances. And there's just a lot of training out there that's available for free. Right. And just want to make sure people are aware.
What I see in what I do from a financial planning perspective, 65 to 70 and under is okay. Ballpark. A lot of the clients that I get are referrals. They're women. To be honest with you, the husband dies. They don't know where anything was because he never taught. They don't know how to pay a bill. They don't know how much they have in their checking account. And I'm saying, but we can afford the house. I said, can you really afford it? How much is the pension? How much is the Social Security? How much are you getting an interest in dividends? And they know nothing. And it's wrong because I don't know what the percentage is, but the men die first, so therefore why leave your wife having no clue as to what's going on? And it really is. It's a shame. So, a website like this, people have to, and when I say a 55-year-old, I think is a little bit more attuned to what's going on. And younger people, like Joe's doing the work, not earlier, but Joe's a younger guy. But people have to wake up. Go ahead.
I'm sorry to interrupt. You'd be surprised that, you do it for a living, but I've been speaking to people from all over the age spectrum, male, female, everything. And a lot of people don't have any savings and they're younger. It's rather incredible. It's frightening, actually. Not to add more fuel to the fire because it is such a scary time, but it's almost like they just don't think it tomorrow will never happen.
Right. And my wife is a special ed teacher, and it makes no difference where she works. And you're not making $1 million being a special ed teacher. And she says these girls come in, the younger girls, with a Gucci bag, which is the entire paycheck. And she says, my wife is different. She'll go to Kohl's and buy a bag, for $15 or $20. Yeah. And she's, you have to have that bag. But that's a whole nother story. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.